You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Jeff, there are a number of things that I'm wondering that Kobe's going to talk about. I want to get to them in a second because there are two different ways I want to go here. One, I cannot tell you the number of texts and messages about trying to get LeBron to come back to Cleveland for the third time around. So I want to dive into that for a second. Only because it's preposterous. Like, I just don't see it happening.
Well, why is it preposterous?
I don't see it happening. I just don't see that scenario playing out, especially, and I think this is why. Because both you and I know that this franchise, and maybe this is something we'll hear today without actually having him say the words, took great pride in rebuilding this organization in post-LeBron 2. And, you know, they pulled off a fantastic regular season, for whatever that's worth, right? They've done their due diligence and hard work to try to get to where they are right now, and hopefully they'll get farther. I'm hoping that when this thing's all said and done, that we're all going to sit here and just say, okay, they ran into a really, really hot Indiana team, and they were dealing with injuries, and that's the reason why they weren't able to get by Indiana this year. And then look at Indiana. They went on to win the NBA championship. That's the kind of a little bit of the reason why I'm rooting for Indiana. And I hope that that's the way it plays out. But, I can't tell you the texts and the debates about LeBron, bring LeBron back. Let's get LeBron. LeBron 3.0. This would be a Hollywood ending. Get him to come back. It's all the difference in the world. Jeff, I just don't see it. Do you?
I would be really surprised. And you just laid out why. This organization has taken great pride in moving forward and building something without LeBron. I understand that. It's not only easy, I think it's factual, Andy, to say that the great successes of the franchise previously were because LeBron was on the team. It wasn't because, you know, it's because LeBron was born in Akron, Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you got lucky getting the first round pick, the number one overall pick to get him. That was great. And then he decided he wanted to come back for a while. And that was great. And we all enjoyed that.
Knew that Dan and LeBron had to make up for that to happen and have some kind of working relationship.
They had to have a meeting of the minds at some point, or they had to put up with each other, if you want to put it that way.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
And maybe I'm one of the only,
I can't imagine they're great pals.
Well, it's hard for me to think about like one of the best moments in this city's history, the day of the parade, and then the stage. And, clearly there was no love lost between the two of those guys up on stage. Well, and I don't even know if it was so much Dan. LeBron didn't go out of his way to recognize Dan. And did he have to? I don't know. LeBron's the one that did a lot of the work on the floor, but so did Kyrie and so did Kevin and so did, you know, did everybody on that team. So, I for some reason, that's the lasting impression I think I will always have of their relationship was that it just seemed cold. During one of the greatest days in Cleveland sports history as far as, you know, being able to participate in the parade. And we all said, can't wait to have a parade. Can't wait. You know, like that was the biggest thing. And like I just didn't feel like they left on great terms when it was all said.
I have no idea, and I didn't draw anything from what happened at the parade involving
that. Yeah, it was the ceremony that was over at
I didn't draw anything from it. All I know is this: they're real proud of themselves, and they should be, for rebuilding a team, you know, without LeBron. And I would be surprised, real surprised, if the powers that be in the organization would want to bring back LeBron and everything that comes with him. And I mean that in many good ways, but it's the only bad way is if you're an organization and you're looking to run your own organization and not have it be dominated by one guy, especially a guy who's, 40 years old now, 41? But let me throw this thought to you.
I also have another piece to this, too, that from LeBron's point of view, I'm like, why would he do this?
All right, well, let me throw one other thing at you, though. Mm-hmm. Even at the age of 40, is he 41? I think he'll be 41
Christmas
in Christmas. Mm-hmm. Even at the age of 41, you drop him on this team and I think you're the favorite to win the NBA championship.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
With the core four. With the core four. You don't have to move the guards if you don't want to.
All right, so here's my point.
LeBron can opt out.
Right.
He could come here for absolute vet minimum.
That's the problem.
He's not going to do that.
Yeah, that's why. If I'm LeBron James, why am I doing that?
Exactly right.
Unless you believe in the storybook ending of having LeBron come back a third time. Every section of Star Wars had three parts to it. So maybe
And I say this with admiration. You think LeBron's going to leave money on the table?
No.
I don't either.
Why would you?
Nor should he.
Yeah.
Nor should he. Even at his age, is he the biggest draw in the NBA? Is he still the focal point of the league? It drove me nuts. I got to tell you how many times I turned off Lakers games because I don't want to see them. They're not very good. Can I quote Charles Barkley on that?
Sure.
You know, Charles would just get all over ESPN all the time. Why are they showing the Lakers all the time? They're not very good. Well, Charles is going to be working with them. But that's going to be fun. I agree. I can't tell you how disgusted I was time after time after time after time this winter, turning on ESPN. Oh, look, it's the Lakers. Oh, look, it's the Warriors. Okay, great. I get to see Steph Curry again. I love Steph. The Warriors were a mediocre to decent basketball team this year. The Lakers were a decent to pretty good basketball team this year. And then they got Luka. So, you know, they're really going to be front and center. I would be really surprised if LeBron actually wanted to come back. Next year, he'll have been in Los Angeles with the Lakers longer than he was his first go-round in Cleveland.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Next year will be his eighth year with the Lakers. I don't think he's going anywhere.
So this, I mean, I can't tell you how many conversations I had about that over the weekend. I'm like, can we let this go? And it's all because...
No, you know why? Think about it from a basketball standpoint. Andy, he'd be great team.
But there's the reality standpoint on this, too. The financial standpoint on it.
I know.
The organizational standpoint on it that you so eloquently talked about just now. I just don't see it. Could it happen? Sure, anything can happen. But I just don't see it happening.
I don't either.
And then there was another point that I want to bring up just as we talk about the Cavaliers in the future. Again, Kobe Altman's press conference coming up at 11 o'clock. You'll be able to listen to the whole thing. You said something this morning on the call that I thought was super interesting. And it's not about it's about it's a first. That you want to keep a team together or do you want to dismantle a team? And I thought you made a good point. I'll let you make the point. I don't want to.
I don't know that dismantling is the right word, but you know, you might think, well, you were so close. Let's roll it back. Let's roll it back, like they did last year, Andy.
Yeah.
And you changed coaches.
Yeah.
That was your big move. That was your main big move last year.
Mm-hmm.
You changed coaches, and what happened?
You had a fantastic regular season. Fantastic.
Absolutely. And then you got knocked out in the second round, just like you did with the coach that you thought you needed to make a change from to get past the second round.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I say that. I'm the guy who said J.B. Bickerstaff did a great job here and got him better every year. And I also thought he needed to change his offense. And Kenny Atkinson came in, changed the offense. Defense wasn't as good. Defense was atrocious against the Pacers. And they get smoked. Injuries, yes, I know. But end result is the end result. So what's that leave? You changed coaches. You hired the coach of the year, and the guy you fired was number two. Okay, so you had good coaching through all of this. You've got some pretty good players on the team. What's the next step? Roll it back and tweak it or make a major move? Four teams left in the NBA right now that are still playing basketball.
Yep.
Two of them made a huge trade with each other last year. Huge. Knicks picked up Karl Anthony Towns. Pretty dang good. Gave up a very, very good NBA player in Julius Randle. Dante DiVincenzo as well. Kata Diop, not Jop.
Right.
Kata Bates Diop from Ohio State, who got cut by Minnesota. But Minnesota gets rid of Kat, and you think, wow, really? Really? He went to the Knicks. He was great there. Fit in very nicely. And Randle goes to Minnesota. He's good there. And those two teams are still playing basketball. And they made a huge move.
It's interesting how it benefited
their rosters.
Both, everyone benefited from the moves.
Both teams are better because of it.
Hmm.
At least it would appear that way because you don't have the Rudy Gobert, Karl Anthony Towns maybe getting in each other's way. And Randle's a really nice fit there.
All right, what can the Cavaliers learn from the four teams that are left? The Knicks and Pacers, the Thunder, and the Timberwolves. What can the Cavaliers learn from that? And what are we going to learn from Kobe Altman coming up at 11 as that press conference rolls right here on 92.3? The fan will be able to hear every word he has to say because I know there are people saying, well, trade this, get this guy, go after this guy. Maybe they need to tweak this. Maybe they don't. Maybe some people are actually thinking that they should stand pat and move forward and see what this thing looks like a year from now when they're not as banged up. If they can get past the second round, and maybe they just had a bad draw this year. So Kobe Altman will speak 11 o'clock. You'll be able to hear it right here on 92.3 The Fan, Baskin and Phelps.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hosting season's here. Are your Windows guests ready? Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is on now. Save up to 40% site-wide and get a free measure. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is happening now. Shop and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.